Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you will move for them in a special way. And Father, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Our scripture today is coming from Psalms, the 92nd chapter, and we will read the first five verses. Psalms 92, 1 through 5. And it reads, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works! And thy thoughts are very deep." The thought I want to leave with you today is, it is good to give thanks to God. It is good to give thanks to God. Because this is the weekend coming up before Thanksgiving. And I just want to say to you that happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, your church family, wherever you may be, because it is time to give thanks to the Lord. And have you ever wondered why the Bible repeatedly tells us to give thanks to the Lord? The main reason is because he deserves it. Everything you are and have become and have, it comes from God. Everything you are and everything you have become, it comes from God. Because he created you and he is the one who keeps your heart beating. Oh, yes, he is. He's the one who keeps your heart beating. To claim your life as your own and to do as you please is the ultimate most ingratitude. Why? Because God created you to love him and sacrifice enormously to deliver you from your sin and make you his child. So expressing thanksgiving to the Lord is a way of honoring him by acknowledging all that he has done. It is good to give thanks to God. We give him thanks because we think on what the psalmist said. The psalmist advises us to begin each day by focusing on his loving kindness as we look forward, trusting him with all our concerns. The psalmist in Psalm 92, he reminds us, he says, "Then in the evening we should thank him." We should thank God for his faithfulness and take note of all the ways he provided for our needs and guided our way. We should give him thanks because he is faithful. God is a faithful God. Even if the day has brought pain or difficulty, we can still thank God for his presence as he carried us through. We can thank God for his promise in Romans 8:28 to work everything out for our benefit. So this week, take the time to give him thanks. The Bible tells us in Psalms 107:1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks. Psalms 106:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Psalms 106:1 says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So coming up this Thanksgiving week, coming up to the holidays, coming up to having Thanksgiving dinner at your house or at grandmom's house or at the church or at a friend's house, I want you to just think on the goodness of God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. This is a time of Thanksgiving. This is a time to reflect on what God has done for us. We can think on the joy of a generous God. God is generous to us. Psalms 36:8 says, they are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. The joy of a generous God. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks unto him as you go to church. Give thanks unto him as you sit down and prepare for your Thanksgiving meal. Here, look around you and see the joy of a generous God. God is generous. He gives us more than enough. As we look at the colorful fruit on the table, as we look at the fruit pies and the turkey and the dressing, when we do all of that, think on the generosity of God. He makes our cup overflow. Think on the joy of abundance of God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly in all that we ask or think, because his grace is sufficient for any difficulty that life brings our way. So on this Thanksgiving week, just think on the generosity of a loving Father, where he brought us from. Where he brought you from last year to this year. Look around you. Look around the table. Look at family and friends. Some have gotten married since the last Thanksgiving. Some we've lost since the last Thanksgiving. But if you lost a family member or spouse since the last Thanksgiving, you can still say, thank you, God, for being generous. You can still say, thank you, God, for bringing me through one of the most difficult times of my life. To you that have lost ones, loved ones, during the last season coming up to this holiday season of Thanksgiving, you still have something to thank our Father for. You still have life, health, and strength in your body. You still have a portion of your health. You still can look up and say, God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. You can still look up and say, it may not be what I want, but God, it's not like it was. You can still tell him thank you. This Thanksgiving season, as you're coming up to Thanksgiving on Thursday, know that God deserves all the praise. Know that he still deserves all the thanks. Know that he brought you from one year into another. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's what the songwriters say. All you got to do is think on the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for you. The songwriters say, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When we think about the goodness of Jesus and all he done for us, somebody wrote and added to the song, say, I can dance, I can dance, I can dance, dance, dance all night. Oh, yes. So when you think about what God has done for you, When you think about what God has done for your family, when you think about what God has done for others, for some of you, you may just be getting out of the hospital. That's something to give him thanks for. Yes, this is Thanksgiving weekend coming up to the holiday. This is a Sunday before Thanksgiving Day. So we have a spirit of holiday. Good cheer is in the air. But give him thanks. Give him thanks for where he brought you from. Give him thanks for what he brought you through and brought you to. Give him thanks because God deserves the thanks. So, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. It is good to give thanks to God. When you've gone through everything else, let your mind go back. And you think on the good things. Think about what he's done for you. Think about what he brought you out of. Think about what he kept you from. Think about how he pulled you up and got you out of the hospital when the doctor didn't know what was going on. Give him thanks, because in everything, give him thanks. So this holiday season, this Thanksgiving time, when you're with family and friends, it's good to have family and friends. If you still have your mother with you, it's good to have your mother at the table. If you still have your father with you, it's good to have your father with you at the table. So gather the family around. Think on what God has done for us. Yes, it may not have been easy all the time. No, you may have gone through some struggles. Yes, there may have been a division somewhere in the home, but think on the good things. This is the time of the season to give God thanks for what he's done. To give him thanks for where he's brought you to. To give him thanks for where he brought you out of. So as you sit down to the table, don't just let it be about food and fun, but just let it reflect in your mind about family, about friends, about the ones that we still have left with us, about church members. But don't forget about the ones that in the nursing home that have nobody to bring them a Thanksgiving dinner. Don't forget about the ones that the elderly that's all alone that has no one to eat Thanksgiving dinner with. Do something for the neighbor. Go visit the one in the nursing home. Go visit the one that has no one to bring Thanksgiving dinner to. You may say, well, I just don't want to be bothered this Thanksgiving. But when you do something for somebody else, it will put some joy in your soul. It'll put some cheer in your soul. Go cheer somebody up this Thanksgiving. And then as you're there, they will be able to tell you, I thank God for you today because you came and you cheered me up. You came and you brought me a meal. You came and you showed me the love of Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. It is good to give thanks to God. It is good for us to sit down and think about where we were and where he brought us to. Give thanks unto the Lord. There is just no God like God. There is just none. There's none like him. Can't find none nowhere. So we have the joy of a generous God, because God is generous to his children. He is generous to us because he let us sleep and woke us up, put clothes on our back, a roof over our head, food on our table. Oh yes, he's a generous God. He give us, many of us, the desires of not just only of our hearts or the righteous desires, but he give us our wants too. So we have a God that would give us our wants, and he's there for us all the time. You must give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to check us out on hopeforthedayministry.org, and we will see you on Twitter at GGBrown77. Follow us on Twitter. Until the next time, there's hope for today.